Welcome to It's Possible with your host, Dan Hain. It's Possible is brought to you each week by dhmissions.com. We want to help you partner with God and watch your impossibilities become possibilities.
But if you're in the presence of God and you're looking at things the way He looks at them with an eternal perspective, all of a sudden, all things become possible, and there's nothing that can hold you back.
Welcome to It's Possible. Today we're going to continue with the conclusion of my message, Roadmap for This Season, where I describe some of the signposts and landmarks of what I feel the Lord is releasing in this season that we're in. Let's start by praying. Father, I thank You for this season that You've brought us to. We open our eyes, ears, hearts, and minds to receive from You. Thank You for speaking to each listener and show each one of us what our part is as we go through this broadcast today. Amen. This is an amazing time to be alive. I feel that each one of you is a part of God's best because He saved His best for last. I went to a meeting about a month ago where Ray Allen spoke. He'd just returned from Indonesia. This area has one of the largest concentrations of Muslims in the world. Ray had ministered in a church in Indonesia where some Muslims had planted a bomb in the sanctuary and set it off during a Christmas Eve service. The Christians in the building wound up with torn clothes on their front sides and on their back sides from the shrapnel, but miraculously not one person was injured at all. We're in a season where God is releasing the Holy Spirit and His grace at levels that have never before been seen on the earth. Now, don't go anywhere. We're going to talk about this as we go to the conclusion of my message, Roadmap for This Season. So I want to mention in Deuteronomy 30, verse 19, here's another Bible passage that confirms that there can be two different groups in this season. It says, I call heaven and earth as witness today against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your descendants may live. So it's really important to realize that whichever path you choose, it's going to influence people around you, and it will have an impact on generations to come. So let's look at Charles Dickens' quote from A Tale of Two Cities one more time. It says, it was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. So this is telling us that we can access God's wisdom that goes far and above any wisdom that we can access in the earth realm. It was the age of foolishness. It says in the Bible that God's wisdom will make the wisdom that the world has to offer seem like foolishness. And it goes on to say it was the epoch of belief. Now remember in Mark chapter 9, Jesus said, all things are possible to him who believes. So if you will just simply believe, you can access the miraculous. Anything can happen. He goes on to say it was the epoch of incredulity or the epoch of unbelief. It was the season of light. In other words, it's a season where in Isaiah 61 it says, arise and shine, for your light has come, and the nations will come to the shining of the light that comes forth through you. So in other words, the light of God that shines through us in this season, if we choose to follow after God's plan, can have international impact. And it was the season of darkness for this other group of people. It was the spring of hope. In other words, hope can spring forth because supernatural things will be happening. It's a season of manifestations and demonstrations and visitations of God and the Holy Spirit. Or it can be the winter of despair for those who refuse to follow after God. We had everything before us. In other words, we can access the eternal realm. We can access the provision of heaven itself and play a part in releasing that provision into the earth realm. Or we can be a part of the group that had nothing before us. So even though there may be a bunch of darkness happening around our situations, we don't have to be concerned about what that can do because there's a greater grace being poured out through us. Whatever is happening around you, think and say that none of these things move me. I'm an overcomer. Jesus has opened the door for my victory. By faith, I'm walking through this door. I'm walking in visitations. I'm walking in manifestations and demonstrations. This is an amazing season that God's placed us in, and it belongs to those who are going to walk in the realm of faith. Now, I want to give you a brief roadmap of what God is pouring out in this season. In Joel chapter 2, starting in 28, it says, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also on my men servants and on my maid servants I will pour out my Spirit in those days." I want to tell you that those days are happening right now. This season has already begun. The Holy Spirit is being poured out in such a way that every person is going to be impacted by the Holy Spirit. And verse 29, where it talks about the men servants and the maid servants, this is telling us that even the most insignificant people are going to be used by God in amazing ways to impact the earth. Now, continuing with our roadmap, let's look back at what happened in the Azusa Street Revival. I like to read about the Azusa Street Revival because it had incredible impact in the earth. There are more than 500 million Pentecostal believers in the earth today, and they can trace their roots back to seven Pentecostal denominations that came directly out of the Azusa Street Revival. And currently, this is now the fastest growing religion on the planet. There's a book that Tommy Welchel wrote, and it has a long title. It's called True Stories of the Miracles of Azusa Street and Beyond. Relive one of the greatest outpourings in history that is breaking loose once again. That's the title there. But he mentions a couple of things about the Azusa Street Revival. He said that missing limbs grew out where there were none. Eyeballs were filled in to empty sockets, and cancerous growths fell off, and lives were restored as the Shekinah glory filled the building. Some Bible scholars say that the Shekinah glory refers to the seraphim angels, which in the Hebrew literally means burning ones. And what happened at the Azusa Street building where this revival took place was there were flames that appeared on the roof of the building, but these were not natural flames that would burn a building up. These were spiritual flames. But they looked so similar to natural flames that several times people were calling the fire department saying that there was a fire at this building. Now, the interesting thing is that the same time that these flames were going up from the building, there were flames coming down from heaven and intersecting with these flames. This was truly an amazing revival. The baptism of the Holy Spirit became a hallmark where people began praying and speaking in other tongues. But there were amazing healing miracles that accompanied this revival as well. Now, if we go to pages 14 and 15 in this book, it says in 1909, it says that William Seymour, the great revival pioneer and father of the Azusa Street movement, prophesied along with Maria Woodworth Eder, the mighty healing revivalist, that in 100 years, a revival far greater in power and influence than Azusa Street would be sent from heaven again. Now think about it. This prophecy happened in 1909, and now it's 2015. This means we are in this 100-year period. This season has already begun. This is our time. Now, if we move to page 117 in Tommy Welchel's book, it says, "Sometime in 1910, Seymour just stood up on the stage and started prophesying. He said in about 100 years, there would be another revival like Azusa Street. Only this time, it would not be in one place. It would be all over the world. There would be a return of the Shekinah glory and the miracles. This revival would not be with just one person or just pastors. It would be with everybody in the body." Now, this reminds me of the passage I just read you in Joel chapter 2, verse 29, where it says, "On my men servants and on my maid servants I will pour out my Spirit in those days." So getting back to Tommy's book, it said it would be with everybody in the body. This time, the revival will not end until the Lord returns. Now, here's the interesting thing. The book goes on to say, on the opposite coast in New York City, according to Charles Parham's granddaughter, Parham just stood up one day and declared the same prophecy. Now, Charles Parham was William Seymour's mentor, and it said he used almost the exact words. This happened within a couple of days of Seymour's prophecy. They both pronounced that this modern-day outpouring would surpass Acts chapter 2, Topeka, and Azusa. So this is something. Remember, this prophecy happened in 1910, and they said in about 100 years. So this is 2015. So we are in that period of time that they were prophesying about. So I just wanted to put this out to you so that you could have some kind of a roadmap to go by. You see, when we travel from one place to another, it's always good to have a roadmap or a GPS device of some kind so that you can accurately get from here to there. And so this is going to help us if we understand what God is pouring out, if we have this roadmap of what this season looks like. So let's do a quick review. The 100-year prophecies that came out of the Azusa Street Revival told us that somewhere in the years 2009 to 2010, there would be a revisiting of the Azusa Street grace. It would be poured out upon the earth one more time, only this time it would be greater in power, greater in influence. It would surpass what we saw in Acts chapter 2 and in the original Azusa Street Revival itself. And this tells us that God is now currently releasing a grace that takes us beyond anything that we've ever seen manifest in the earth up to this time. This is a grace that's superabundant in its quantity, it's superior in quality, and it is excessive in its nature. Remember that we mentioned that when the hands of the clock line up on 12 o'clock, it can either represent 12 o'clock noon, which is the lightest part of the day, or it can represent 12 o'clock midnight, which is the darkest part of the night. And we can choose which reality that we want to walk in. Deuteronomy 30 verse 19 tells us that God has placed before us life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your descendants may live. Now, if we read in Malachi chapter 4, the last two verses, it tells us that when the hearts of the fathers are turned toward the children, and when the hearts of the children are turned toward their fathers, that there will be a releasing of the Elijah anointing. And Elijah anointing is able to confront and overtake the prophets of Baal. In other words, there will be generations that combine and unify with each other and go forward with one purpose in mind, to release God's kingdom in the earth. And when this happens, there will be an Elijah anointing come upon them that will be able to overtake any kind of a false idol or a false god that's been presented to the earth. And these combined generations will overtake these false idols and false gods through a demonstration of the supernatural that goes beyond anything we've ever seen before. So remember, the choice is yours. Which reality are you going to walk in? And God wants us all to choose wisely, because there are many that will be looking to each one of us for answers. Remember that this is your time for you to rise up. Well, we're running out of time, but this is what the roadmap for this season looks like. If you want to hear any of the It's Possible segments again, they're all on our website, dhmissions.com. Just click the radio button and go to Archives. Now, we want to hear about it if God has done a miracle in your life. Remember that your testimony is the key that can unlock someone else's miracle. Let us know about your miracle by sending an email to dan@dhmissions.com. Once again, send your email to dan@dhmissions.com. Or you can call into our comment line where you can talk to us live. The number to call is 214-556-6239. We'll be back live with our comment line right after this.
Thank you for listening to It's Possible. This broadcast is supported and brought to you by listeners just like you. If you would like to partner with us, please visit our website at dhmissions.com, where you can also find many helpful resources. Let us know how this program has encouraged you. Dan's email address is dan@dhmissions.com. See you next time, and remember, with God, it's possible.